This is North Shore Today for Thursday, April 20, 2017. Ariana McNeil writes in the Salem News, potential recreational marijuana sales in Beverly may not be allowed until after the end of next year. The Beverly City Council and Planning Board will soon consider a moratorium on all recreational marijuana-related zoning uses in Beverly until December 2018. A joint public hearing between the two groups is planned for May 30. Planning Director Aaron Clausen said city officials want time for the Cannabis Control Commission, the three-person body to oversee recreational pot sales, to put together regulations. Clausen is quoted as saying, it gives us time to think about this and put forward zoning that's thoughtful. If the council approves the amendment, Clausen said, different city officials, such as the police chief and those in the health department, would have about an extra year and a half to discuss how the city should proceed. Public input is also planned to be part of the process. While the city of Beverly could draft zoning before the proposed moratorium ends, Clausen says it isn't likely. The Cannabis Control Commission likely won't release clarified regulations until March of 2018. That window of time between then and when the temporary ban would end in December gives officials time to see what was put forward and shape the local regulations, according to the story by Ariana McNeil. Much more on this story by Ariana McNeil in today's Salem News. Tradition is up for debate. In Marblehead, Bill Newell reports.
Rick, Marblehead Town Clerk Robin Michaud is against a town meeting proposal that would be a step toward making her position appointed rather than elected. Gayla Cawley writes on the top of today's front page in the Daily Item of Lynn, a citizen's petition sponsored by Charles Gessner, a Marblehead resident and former chairman of the Finance Committee, would see if the town will vote to change the position of town clerk from elected to appointed by the Board of Selectmen. To the best of my knowledge, the town clerk issue has not been proposed before, said Town Administrator John McGinn in an email. If town meeting approves the article, the issue would then go to the town election ballot as a referendum in May of 2018. If it passes on the ballot, it would go into effect in May of 2019. Town meeting is May 1st at 7 p.m. at the Marblehead Veterans Middle School Auditorium. Quote, I am against changing the position to an appointed position, said Michaud in an email. The town clerk is the chief election official for the town, and it should stay independent from the elected Board of Selectmen, who is the appointing authority for the town. By remaining independent, the clerk can maintain the electoral process of the town without being pressured by the board that they report to, a board that is on town ballot, a board that is on the town ballot every year. This in itself could create a conflict of interest. Changing this to an appointed position takes the voices away from the 15,000 voters in the town, Michaud continued. The discussion will be at the discretion of the five-member board and the town administrator. There is no reason to take the responsibility and right away from the voters. If the voters aren't happy with the town clerk's performance, they can decide to elect a new one. There's much more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. I'm Bill Newell for North Shore Today, MSO News Sports. Rick?
Okay, Bill. Thank you very much. Cheryl Richardson writes in the Salem News, tickets are still available for Peabody's final centennial event. Dubbed the Ball at the Mall, Peabody's Centennial Grand Ball is set for Sunday, May 7 in the Nordstrom Wing at North Shore Mall. Tom Gould, an at-large city councilor who co-chairs the Centennial Planning Committee, is quoted as saying, we were trying to think of someplace large enough to handle 350 to 400 people. While the cafeteria at the new Higgins Middle School was also considered, Gould said the North Shore Mall was the ultimate choice. The black tie optional gala will feature a cocktail reception with past appetizers, a sit-down dinner, and champagne toast led by Mayor Ted Betancourt. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. after the mall has closed to the public for the evening. There will also be a cash bar, a 15-foot circular bar, will be set up at the base of the escalators. The party specialist of Lynn will cater the event. Tickets for the ball are $100 apiece and can be purchased through Bellavance at the mayor's office in City Hall or by calling 978-532-3000. Tickets must be purchased in advance. More on this story in today's Salem News by Cheryl Richardson. Bridget Turcott writes in today's item live, North Shore Community College is launching a program that will help students who don't qualify for full financial aid to go to school for free. The school is seeking 100 new full-time students to apply for the North Shore Promise Award pilot program, which will launch in the fall 2017 semester. The initiative offers free college to prospective students who are being priced out of higher education because they're not poor enough to qualify for full federal and state grant aid, but also can't pay out of pocket. NSCC will be the first community college in the Northeast to offer a self-funded free college program. Christian Wade writes, as the State House reporter, homeless children, war memorials, and traffic improvements are among the myriad recipients of requests for a piece of the state's $40.3 billion budget. Dozens of requests filed by lawmakers from Cape Ann and elsewhere on the North Shore seek money for local projects and programs. Representative Ann Margaret Ferranti, Democrat from Gloucester, is seeking $150,000 for adult education programs at Wellspring House and $85,000 for upgrades to the University of Massachusetts Marine Station at Hodgkins Cove. She's also seeking $100,000 for Boston-based Lumen Arts public art displays. The requests include an amendment from Representatives Tom Walsh, Democrat from Peabody, and Ted Spiliotis, Democrat Danvers, seeking $50,000 to study the feasibility of operating a trolley service on the Massachusetts Bay Transportation Authority's tracks, running from Peabody Square to the Salem Depot. Representative Lori Ehrlich, Democrat from Marblehead, wants $50,000 to clean up algae on Kings Beach and Long Beach in Lynn, among other items. More on this story by Christian Wade in today's Gloucester Times. He's the State House reporter. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.